The following program, The Russ Belville Show, is intended for responsible adults only. We advocate to the repeal of marijuana prohibition for adults. We discuss the science, culture, and controversy about America's marijuana laws. We do not advocate any illegal activity and encourage all listeners to learn their state and federal marijuana laws. Opinions and claims made by guests and advertisers on The Russ Belville Show are their own, and The Russ Belville Show cannot be held legally responsible for their validity or reliability. Viewer discretion is advised.
You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it.
Then it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
From the promise of legalization. To the agony of prohibition.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Yeah, I hear you had a question for me.
Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Belville.
We love it.
Good to folks and folks, and welcome. You made it to the weekend. It's like you got to be working somewhere in the world. Welcome to the show. I'm coming to you live and direct from a hotel room in Phoenix, Arizona, where I'm getting ready for the FN Normal Tour that's making its way to Tempe tomorrow night and Tucson on Sunday. I had the dates backwards. I thought Tucson was going to be on Friday, but sure enough, we are on Sunday here. See if I can get the connection a little bit better for some of you folks out there. I know I've been having a little bit of bandwidth issues. Let's see if I can fix that situation. On today's show, we have got Cliff Duvall from Waco Normal in Waco, Texas. He's got his presentation from the Texas Regional Normal Conference. We've also got the folks from Texas Coalition for Compassionate Care. They're the medical marijuana people that are in Texas that are working on that angle. So we got a presentation from them. Before that, at half past, we have got an old segment, but a new person on the segment. We've done for the longest time the High Times issue preview with Dave Bienenstock. Dave Bienenstock is no longer with High Times anymore. He's writing for Vice magazine. So we've got Mike G, the producer of Free Weed from Danny Danko. He's going to join us to preview the new issue of High Times magazine and give us a look at the San Francisco Bay Area Medical Cannabis Cup coming up next weekend. Unfortunately, it's the first Medical Cannabis Cup I won't be at. I will be on tour with the FNA, so we'll be keeping you in touch with all of that. Speaking of the tour, tomorrow night, we'll bring you some live audio as best we can from the venue. And tonight, we got the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour going on. So we'll call in live to Herb tonight to see what he's up to. He'll be running the show there with Brian the Red, who's handling things in the studio. Thanks, Brian, for all your great work this week.
Hey, you know, we were trying, and we tried to bring everybody a Toker Talk Radio yesterday, but as soon as the intro started, bam, power went out for 16,000 people in Portland.
Yeah, I meant to tell everybody about that. I just barely got the network back up and running, you know, a couple hours ago, just because of my timing, having to get on planes and fly back and forth. I couldn't, you know, get any internet access, so sorry for having the network down for so long, but it took down, like you said, a whole bunch of neighborhoods there in Portland.
That is true.
All right, we're going to take a little bit of a break. When we come back, we got your 420 Radio News headlines coming up.
Stick around. We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
We're going back to San Francisco. That's right, everyone. The High Times Medical Cannabis Cup is returning to the Bay on June 22nd and 23rd. Come to the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond, California for a High Times celebration of the best weed in the world. Meet the top cannabis of the Golden State. Hear experts discuss indoor and outdoor growing. Find out about cannabis cuisine. Learn about the exciting new world of concentrates. Enjoy a massive medication area reserved for California medical marijuana patients only. And don't forget our swinging Saturday night concert when the stars come out. But as everybody knows, it's all about the cannabis. On Sunday night, we present the High Times Medical Cannabis Cup Awards for Best Sativa, Best Indica, Best Hybrid, Best Concentrate, Best Edibles, and more. Plus, we honor a living legend of the modern cannabis movement, San Francisco's own Dennis Perrone. That's June 22nd and 23rd at the Craneway Pavilion in Richmond, California. Go to MedCanCup.com for details. Be part of the growing cannabis community.
Initiative has been launched. This from ArizonaCentral.com. A North Phoenix man has launched an initiative to legalize marijuana for recreational use in the state of Arizona. Dennis Bolke, a 59-year-old computer programmer who is leading the effort, said the Safer Arizona initiative is modeled after Colorado's newly enacted law, which taxes and regulates marijuana. The effort would amend the state constitution to allow people 18 and older to consume or possess limited amounts of marijuana. The initiative would allow state officials to license grow facilities, marijuana stores, and other facilities. The initiative needs 259,000 valid signatures by July 3rd, 2014 to qualify for the November 2014 ballot. Bolke said he has no major financial backing to fund signature gathering. He said he has spoken with Republican Tea Party and Democratic lawmakers about his efforts and that while they would not support him, they were very receptive of his effort. Bolke said he is motivated by his pot-related brushes with the law. He said, quote, "It is a very bad thing for people to get arrested for marijuana, especially for young people going to college and going to school. It has a very bad impact on their life, and I just think it's time we do something about it." Big support for medical marijuana in poll. This from HuffingtonPost.com. Most Americans continue to support legalizing medical marijuana, according to a new HuffPost YouGov poll, and most think the federal government should refrain from prosecuting patients and dispensaries in states where it is legal. According to the new HuffPost YouGov poll, 60% of Americans say they favor allowing doctors to prescribe marijuana for their patients, while only 26% are opposed. Democrats and independents in the survey were most likely to support legalizing medical marijuana by a 69-21% margin for Democrats and 61-24% for independents. But even among Republicans, more respondents supported than opposed allowing medical marijuana by a 46-38% margin. By a margin of 57-25%, most respondents said the federal government should not enforce its drug laws against patients and dispensaries following state law that allows for medical marijuana. And for the two states that have legalized marijuana for all adults, a 55%-29% majority of respondents said that the federal government should not enforce its laws. Records show nearly 500 years in prison time for medical marijuana offenses. This from the Weed Blog. In spite of growing public support for medical marijuana, concern about overreach by the U.S. Department of Justice and other federal agencies, and cutbacks in federal spending, the U.S. government's war on medical marijuana is raging unabated, according to a survey of court records by California Normal. According to a survey of U.S. court records, news stories, and case reports compiled by California Normal and Americans for Safe Access, over 335 defendants have been charged with federal crimes related to medical marijuana in states with medical marijuana laws. Over 158 defendants have received prison sentences totaling over 480 years for medical marijuana offenses. Some 50 are currently in federal prison, while more are waiting to be sentenced or to surrender. Over 90% of criminal cases settled to date have resulted in convictions. 10% have been dismissed. A single defendant has been acquitted. Federal law typically prohibits defendants from invoking medical marijuana in their defense. Also, 153 medical marijuana cases have been brought during the 4.25 years of the Obama administration, nearly as many as under the 8 years of the Bush administration. Cuomo's marijuana decriminalization push likely dead for this year, from the Wall Street Journal. Governor Andrew Cuomo came under fire Thursday from Black and Hispanic Democrats who said he wasn't doing enough to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana, a proposal they said could help curb arrests of minority youth. Mr. Cuomo first proposed making the possession of less than 25 grams of marijuana a violation, for which police officers issue a summons instead of making an arrest. It was billed as the governor's attempt to address the fallout over NYPD's controversial stop and frisk tactics, which critics say has led to soaring rates of arrest for minorities. Riverside, California bans medical marijuana dispensaries from making home deliveries, from CBS Los Angeles. Riverside has banned all medical marijuana clinics from delivering pot directly to patients. Patients are clients who need the service. He is concerned for patients will have to find pot the old-fashioned way. The law goes into effect immediately. And that's your 420 Radio News for Friday, June 14th, 2013. I'm Russ Belville. When we come back, we go behind the headlines and take a look at the past week of travels through Denver, Texas, Aspen, and all these locations, and the future for 420 Radio. Listening to Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org.
From the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Now get ready for Herb Age Designs for the proud cannabis consumer. Herb Age Designs, lifestyle gear for the 420 friendly. Herb Age Designs, home of the famous lighter leash. Herb Age Designs, get your Herb Age t-shirts and hoodies and show your pride. Herb Age Designs, we've got frisbee golf discs and durable hemp gear. Herb Age Designs. We've got shot glasses, drinking glasses, coffee mugs, and beer cozies. Check us out on Facebook and online at herbagedesigns.com. And follow Herb Age and Herb Thrasher on Twitter. We'll see you at this year's Hemp Fest. Crank it up!
Where is he?
Don't worry, he's gonna be here.
Where is he?
What time is it?
420.
420.
420!
Time to get ah, God. My bones hurt from not smoking.
420 is when we smoke.
God, I love 420.
It's my favorite three-digit number. Do you guys think anyone else knows about 420?
What do you mean?
It's our thing. You know, we are always saying it, you know?
Yeah.
That's because we are always smoking at 420, you know? Do you think anyone else has caught on by now?
Why would anyone give a rat's dick about when we light up?
Actually, I may have told somebody.
What?
How could you?
That's our thing, dude. Our thing. Not somebody else's thing. Who did you tell?
Just my older brother.
That's not that bad.
That's not that bad.
And right. The Grateful Dead.
You told the Grateful Dead about 420?
Who?
Uh-huh.
The greatest rock band of our generation. You told them about our secret smoking ritual?
It's not that bad. Okay? The Grateful Dead, like, I've never heard of them, so it's not like the whole world knows. You know? It's not going to turn into a big holiday.
Actually...
You got to be
shitting me! The hell is wrong with you?
Listen, relax, okay? It's not that bad. In fact, imagine your name in lights. The Waldos. 420. The holiday.
You know what? I can't wait till we are famous people.
Hey, where does 420 even come from?
It's Hitler's birthday.
We'll be right back. we're locking up people that take a couple of puffs of marijuana, and the next thing you know, they got 10 years. They've got mandatory sentences, and these judges just say, they throw up their hands and say, there's nothing we can do, it's mandatory sentences. We've got to take a look at what we're considering crimes.
When the Reverend Pat Robertson from television's The 700 Club...
criminalizing marijuana, criminalizing the possession of a few ounces of pot and that kind of thing, I mean, it's just...
makes more sense on the marijuana issue than the President, the Congress, and the Supreme Court.
It's costing us a fortune, and it's ruining young people. The young people go into prisons, they come out, they go in as youths, and they come out as hardened criminals, and it's not a good thing.
You know we're winning.
Welcome back, everybody. 15 after the hour. Time for us to go behind the headlines. We just brought you some of that study from California Normal on 500 years of sentences that have been handed down for medical marijuana patients. And I want to just go over this in a little more detail. We mentioned that there have been 335 defendants who've been charged with federal crimes related to medical marijuana in states with medical marijuana laws. Of course, California, Colorado, Montana, Oregon, Washington is where we've seen most of these in effect. 158 of these defendants have received prison sentences totaling over 480 years for medical marijuana in states where medical marijuana is legal. Some 50 are currently in federal prison, while more are waiting to be sentenced or to surrender. And remember, when these guys are in court in California or Oregon or Montana, they can't mention that they're medical marijuana patients. In the federal court, they cannot say medical. They cannot say marijuana. They cannot say that they have a disease or a condition they're treating with medical marijuana. They cannot say that their state recognizes medical marijuana. They can't say, in a lot of these cases, these defendants have been working with their local law enforcement agencies, trying to determine, are we following California state law or whatever state they're in? And the local law enforcement agencies give them the go ahead. They can't mention that in court, that they were actually encouraged to follow this law by their own sheriffs. Over 90% of these criminal cases settled to date have resulted in conviction. 10% have been dismissed. One defendant has been acquitted. And 153 medical marijuana cases in 4.25 years of Obama versus 163 in 8 years of George W. Bush. Now, to be fair, I don't know why I should be fair to George W. Bush, but to be fair, there were less medical marijuana dispensaries during his term. So less to bust, I suppose you could say. Not a single pardon or clemency petition has been granted to a medical marijuana defendant by President Obama or his predecessors. Not one. And these people apply for clemency. They apply for pardons. They never get them, despite the fact that the last three presidents could be doing jail time for what these people were doing. And the last three presidents weren't even using it for medical purposes. They were using it for recreational purposes, and they never got caught. Some of these people that have suffered under these laws include Richard Floor. He was one of the providers in Montana running a medical marijuana grow and dispensary, apparently legal under Montana law, but sentenced under federal law. He died in federal prison when he couldn't get the medical care that he needed. Peter McWilliams and Steve McWilliams, and they're not any relation to each other, but the two McWilliams both died while being denied access to medical marijuana while they were on bail. Other seriously ill patients who have been sentenced include Dale Schaefer and Molly Fry, who have both been guests on this show. If you haven't read the book, Cool Madness, you can learn all about their story. But, Dr. Molly Fry, a breast cancer survivor, growing medical marijuana in California for other breast cancer survivors. Her husband, Dale, an attorney who is also a hemophiliac. Both of them are serving 5 years right now. Vernon Riley served 5 years while he was in his wheelchair. And of course, Jerry Duvall, the one in Montana who has just been sentenced, I believe, to 10 years. There have been 259 defendants charged in California, 31 in Montana, 6 in Oregon, 15 in Nevada, 12 in Michigan, 2 in Colorado, and 10 in Washington State. Now, California Normal's survey does not include the DEA raids, the forfeiture complaints, the IRS investigations, the letters that threaten civil and criminal charges to the landlords of these dispensaries, And Americans for Safe Access estimates that the cost of these operations come into the hundreds of millions of dollars that we are spending to fight people in their own states. According to their report, $300 million spent on aggressive medical marijuana enforcement. The Department of Justice, in fact, is going to spend more than $1 million just to incarcerate Jerry Duvall for his 10-year sentence. That's the cost since 1996 here. Over $300 million on aggressive medical marijuana enforcement in the Obama administration alone. Throughout all of medical marijuana since 1996, $500 million spent by our government to go after sick people in the states where marijuana is legal. Well, look at the clock.
My, how time flies.
It's 20 after. It's only 3:20 here in Arizona because they don't do the daylight savings time. So
what?
We're just going to have to be early, I suppose.
Oh, well.
Oh, have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. Have you ever met that funny reefer man? A reefer man. If he said he swam to China, he would sell you South Carolina. Then you know you're talking to that reefer man.
Big Daddy, and I want you to join me every Thursday night at the Funky Roller Rink, baby.
Everyone knows music and marijuana go together, so let's wind up our 20 after break with the Russ Belville Show's Daily Toker Tunes, the best in pod-safe 420 music from around the web. Today is Rockin' Friday, featuring rock, metal, and the hard edge of alternative country. You can get downloads and more information about all our Daily Toker Tunes by visiting music.radicalrust.com. Now, sit back and enjoy your Daily Toker Tunes.
All right, welcome back. I hope everybody had a good 20 after break. And we are getting ready tonight for the Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. Normally, Herb would be calling in at this time, but I'm on the road and he's busy, so we're just kind of putting things together as best we can. But I talked to Herb earlier today, and he mentioned that he's got John from Ichabod coming on the show. Great metal artist. So I think we'd throw some Ichabod up on the old wood pile here and see how that burned through our 20 after break. Give us a little bit of music. Hey, Brian, what's the title on this track? I'm not sure which one you got pulled up.
Well, this is Ichabod. Ichabod doing Epiphany.
Epiphany, okay. Maybe it's a self-titled tune.
No.
Yeah, so Herb will be interviewing John later tonight on Herb Thrasher Flower Hour. That's 8 o'clock Pacific time, 2 hours of live talk, rock, metal, interviews, backstage, bootleg videos, all sorts of great stuff on Herb Thrasher show. Also, I'll call in and say howdy here from Phoenix. We'll see how Herb is doing, and we'll preview the Effin' Normal tour that's starting tomorrow night. So let's get it ready. Crank it up to 11. Throw your horns up. We're going to rock with this one. This is Ichabod with Epiphany.
Open your mind, and you'll find you know, marijuana.
Oh, well, I don't know.
What, chicken?
Joey's in a jam. What should he do? Cake.
Get a pizza.
Excellent. Get a pizza.
Get real.
Get out of there.
You got it. Let's see if Joey's that smart.
I'm not chicken. You're a turkey.
He's right. Drug dealers are dorks. Don't even talk to him.
Cowabunga. On the road again.
Hi, this is Willie Nelson. Friends, it's time we legalize the responsible use of marijuana and stop treating marijuana smokers like criminals. We're destroying the lives and careers of hundreds of thousands of good, hard-working Americans every year in this country for no good reason. There's absolutely nothing wrong with smoking pot. For more information on how you can help legalize marijuana, please contact Normal at norml.org.
Started cause it's 420.
Since 1974, High Times Magazine has been the chronicle of the cannabis community. The Russ Belville Show visits with West Coast editor Dave Bienenstock for a look forward to the next issue and the next marijuana events in our High Times preview. Yo!
All right, welcome back, everybody. High Times Magazine, the producer of High Times Presents Free Weed from Danny Danko, and many other things. You're also the web producer, aren't you, Mike?
Say again?
Mike, you're also High Times web editor, is that right?
I am indeed, yes. High Times web editor and the producer of Free Weed from Danny Danko. How you doing, Russ?
I'm doing fantastic, and thanks for joining us, you know, this first time. You know, we've been doing this segment with Dave for a long, long time. I was glad we could get it to continue. Sorry I forgot to mention we don't have call screeners, so we came on in the middle of the metal tune. It kind of was a little confusing, but glad to have you here. And, of course, the preview we've got to get to right off the bat, Medical Cannabis Cup in the Bay Area. Tell us what's happening.
Oh, boy. Yeah, it's very exciting. This is our fourth time in the Bay Area, and we're going to be back at the Craneway Pavilion once again. And that is Saturday and Sunday, June 22nd and 23rd. We're all very excited about it. Saturday evening, we have members of Wu-Tang Clan performing. And then, of course, Sunday, we'll do the awards show with the best concentrates and edibles, sativas, indicas, and hybrids. Very exciting stuff.
All right, Mike, I don't know if you know this, but Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with.
I've read that, yeah. I intend not to fuck with them under any circumstances.
So yeah, this is the fourth time.
It's going to be interesting.
This is the second time at Craneway Pavilion, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Yes, we were there last year, and it's a beautiful venue. It's in Richmond, California, so just across the bridge. But great venue, holds a ton of people, a lot of open space. Nice windows with views of the water, so we're excited about going back.
I know that when you do these, of course, people get to see all the awesome vendors that are there with the different products, both the herbal kind and the stuff to use the herbal kind. The concentrates have become awfully popular now as well, but one of the things I always look forward to these events, and I feel so bad I can't be at this one because I'm on tour this summer, but is the panels that you have. You also have all sorts of great panel speakers going on. What sort of panels can people get to at this one?
Yeah, the panels are very cool because, you know, there's the medicating area, which is great, and all the vendors, as you mentioned. The seminars sort of give you an opportunity to learn a little bit more about varied aspects of the cannabis movement. So this time we'll be doing a live free weed, which is like a cultivation panel, and that'll feature Danny Danko from High Times, but also some great growers. I think Kyle Christian's going to be there and a number of other people, so that's exciting. Also, our managing editor, Jen Bernstein, she started doing a social media panel out in Denver for the first time, and it was a big success, so we're going to do that again, all about social media and cannabis. There's going to be legal panels, a DAB panel, hosted by our senior editor, Bobby Black. That's a very popular panel. So really, there's something for everybody. There's going to be edibles panels and all sorts of great stuff.
Yeah, make sure to check this out, folks. If you've never been to one of these cups, it's something you got to come out to. And I also understand, this being California, there'll be a medicated, you know, basically a 215 area for the California patients, right?
Yes. Yeah, there absolutely will. It's not a recreating area as there was in Denver. This is not a U.S. cup, but it's still a medical cannabis cup. But, yeah, if you're a California medical marijuana patient, you will be able to smoke on the site, and it's very cool. It's going to be a fun time.
So, you know, you mentioned the U.S. cup that we just had in Denver, and is there plans to have a U.S. cup in Seattle as well?
Absolutely, yeah. We're going back to the same venue where we were last year, but we're actually expanding the space, so we have a couple of extra lots where we will create that recreating area, and that's at the Fremont. It's a great venue right in Seattle. That'll be our second U.S. Cannabis Cup, and that's coming up, I believe it's September 7th is the date there, September 7th and 8th, I think.
Wow, that's going to be amazing. All right, so the Seattle High Times Cannabis Cup, that's coming up in September. Everyone look forward to that. Now, we've also got to talk a little bit about the new issue of High Times that's coming out. And I don't know, is this the Dabs issue or was that the previous issue?
Dabs just went off sale. That was the one with the former Miss High Times Sarah on the cover, and she's doing a dab. That was a great issue, a lot of cool stuff. But that one is off newsstands now, and we're on to August.
All right, what do we got to look forward to in our August issue?
August is pretty cool. First of all, the cover is really, you know, interesting. It's got like a red, white, and blue theme. Really kind of pops off the shelves. And Tangy is on the cover. That's a strain, you know, it's everywhere right now, from DNA, genetics, great strain, beautiful plant, and that's our cover shot. But the issue is great. First of all, it's a really cool article, you know, about the new American kings of cannabis. So I was thinking, you know, just a decade ago, even less, you would go to Amsterdam for the best weed in the world. But, you know, the consensus now is that that has absolutely changed. And the epicenter for the best pot and the best genetics, California, Colorado, and other places in the state. So this article sort of just kind of highlights some of the American kings of cannabis, like Porter from the Cali Connection, the guys from DNA, Subcool, you know, all these guys, James from Loud Seed, you know, they're the ones making their mark now, and it's all in the state. So it's kind of highlighting them.
Yeah, definitely the best cannabis in the world is in the United States these days. I'm partial to Oregon myself, but, you know. I'm
Oregon, biased. Absolutely. Yeah.
Now, also in High Times, you always have great interviews with musicians, reviews of the latest movies and songs. Any good interviews coming up in this August issue?
Yeah, you know, it was interesting. We had Roseanne last in July, and that was a really cool interview. You know, Roseanne, lover or hater, she's got stuff to say, and she's a really interesting subject. But this month, we have Adrian Greer from the television show Entourage. And it's an interesting interview. He's a guy, you know, he has a movie coming out. It's a documentary about the war on drugs. He's obviously opposed to the war on drugs. He's, you know, active in trying to end it. However, you can kind of tell from the interview that he's not really ready to embrace pot. He doesn't want to be sort of this advocate or outspoken, you know, person for marijuana. But it's an interesting interview, and he's got a lot to say about the harms and the tragic consequences of the war on drugs. So he's our feature interview for August.
All right. Check that out. It's going to be on the newsstands real soon here, probably on newsstands now. High Times.
Yeah, it's
August
on newsstands
issue.
Now.
Yep. High Times.
Yeah,
August
it also
issue.
Has... Sorry, guys.
No, go ahead. You had something else in the issue?
Yeah, we got, you know, it's covered to the Denver Cup that we were just talking about, a cool interview with Slightly Stupid, who performed at Red Rocks on 420 for us, and Snoop Lion, a lot of cool coverage. Also, a story about LSD turning 70 and sort of the history of that drug and the sort of evil uses that the government has had for it, and then, you know, sort of what we can still learn from it. So that's a really cool story as well.
That's so great. You know, I'm seeing all sorts of magazines that are cropping up, if you'll pardon the pun, in the marijuana movement, and most of them seem to me like to just be a whole bunch of ads and a little bit of content. One nice thing about High Times over the past four decades almost now is that, you know, strong content, the best writers, the best reviews, best interviews. So get that subscription, get that magazine newsstand copy if you want. And remember, if you order a subscription to High Times, it's sent in a plain envelope, right? So nobody knows what you're getting there. So think about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another consideration,
privacy is important,
though,
too.
a lot of our listeners are very environmentally friendly and they don't like to waste the trees it takes to buy a magazine. So tell them a little bit about the newly revamped HighTimes.com and how they could get their content there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, some of the stuff that we just talked about, Adrian Grenier, and also another story from August about how Canada is going through issues with its medical marijuana program right now. Those stories are available on HighTimes.com, and we just redid the website, and it looks great. You know, it's got a lot of cool features. We're still sort of fine-tuning and tweaking it, but it's a much more user-friendly, kind of slick-looking site right now. We're excited about it. Everyone should go there and check it out. Got some great videos there and you know, a bunch of great stories, good marijuana news. So definitely check out HighTimes.com.
We got listeners in our chat room listening live, Mike, who wanted to know, you know, speaking of a digital edition, is there going to be a release of High Times for some of these platforms like the Nook or the Kindle or any of those?
Yeah, that's something that we've been looking into. You know, there are a lot of issues with, you know, High Times. I'm sure some of your listeners are aware of the law that they tried to pass in Colorado banning marijuana publications from public view and trying to treat it sort of like a pornographic magazine almost, and that law was defeated. But these are issues that we kind of run into with High Times, that, you know, certain stores don't want to stock it, don't want it out in public view. And so we have a little issue with getting it, you know, in digital form for the Nook or for the Kindle and things like that. It is available from Zinio, and that's a way you can get the digital download right now. You can find that on HighTimes.com under the subscribe button. But we are trying to push it into new and expanding platforms.
All right. Always on the top of things here, Mike G., the web editor for High Times Magazine, the producer of Free Weed with Danny Danko, and our first-time guest in this segment for the High Times preview. You guys are going to have so much fun next weekend in the Bay Area. I don't even need to wish you good luck because I know you're going to have a good time. Thank you so much for joining us here on the show, and we'll talk to you next month when the next issue comes out.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me on, Russ. And we're going to miss you out in San Fran, but hopefully Seattle will be at that one.
I'll be there in Seattle, absolutely. Thanks so much, Mike G. High Times Magazine, check it out, HighTimes.com. We're going to take a short little break, and when we come back, we've got more video from the DFW Normal, Texas Regional Normal Conference, featuring, this is the Texas Coalition for Compassionate Care, which is their medical marijuana advocacy group, talking about how difficult it is to fight for medical marijuana deep in the heart of Texas. You're listening to the Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org. Be right back after this.
Smoke trees till you get what you need now. Designer drugs are meant to smoke to get through the day. You always get them so high.
We'll be right back after these messages from our 420 friendly sponsors. Support these advertisers because their ad money goes straight to the Russ Belville Show. You're tuned into the Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
Greatest threats to liberty has been the government taking people's liberty for things that people are in favor of. The Pew Research Group shows that 52% of Americans think marijuana should not be illegal. And yet there are people in jail, and your Justice Department is continuing to put people in jail for sale and use on occasion of marijuana. That's something the American public has finally caught up with. It was a cultural lag, and it's been an injustice for 40 years in this country to take people's liberty for something that was similar to alcohol. You have continued what is allowing the Mexican cartels power and the power to make money, ruin Mexico, hurt our country by having a prohibition in the late 20th and 21st century. We saw it didn't work in this country in the 20s. We remedied it. This is the time to remedy this prohibition. And I would hope you would do.
When I was in England, I experimented with marijuana a time or two, and I didn't like it, and didn't inhale, and never tried it again.
I think you'd probably be a lot cooler if you had, Mr. President.
I said, hey, do you have a joint cancer? Would be a lot cooler if you did. Lie to don't hide it.
Lie to don't hide it.
Oh, lie to don't hide it.
Lie to don't hide it. was a rock pile. And a man came by and worked and worked and worked, and he turned that rock pile into a beautiful garden. And a man came by and said, "What a beautiful garden you and the good Lord have here today." The man replied, "I understand your point, but you should have seen it when God had it all to himself." My name is Stephen Betson, and I'm the founder of the Texas Coalition for Compassionate Care. You'll have to excuse any religious overtones today, as I am skipping church to be here. I also find it difficult to talk about the mercy and compassion at the center of the medical marijuana movement without paying some homage towards our spiritual base. I love that story of a man in the rock pile because it's a reminder to me that God doesn't want to change this world without us, without our participation. And as we know, the laws regarding compassion in the state of Texas can be described as a rock pile. We have to work for compassion and medical marijuana in this state if we believe it should exist. And I believe that that's spiritual work. Many of you know my personal story. My wife became ill. We hit rock bottom. An angel in our community introduced us to the medicine that changed my wife's life and gave her health back to her. I won't go into details about that story, as it's elsewhere, and I'll just cry my way through it. Most of you have seen that too. I'm like the John Boehner of the medical marijuana movement. So what I'm going to talk about is how we can work together to advocate for safe access for patients. Right now, we have prohibitionists, and we have people fighting for legalization, and we have people fighting for medical marijuana patients and fighting for the sick and dying. And I know that the legalization movement is compassionate. I know that it's a compassionate movement and recognizes that medical marijuana should not be held hostage to legalization. Some prohibitionists, like the Eagle Forum of Texas, you can boo there, boo, say that our veterans and our sick and dying should suffer, that they and their loved ones should live in fear. Meanwhile, 76% of doctors, 76% of physicians worldwide, according to the New England Journal of Medicine, just this month, 76% believe that medical marijuana should be legal. And the most recent Fox News poll in May said that 46% of respondents said that they favored legalization. And I know that there are a lot of different polls. Some put it over 50%. But 85% said that they favored medical marijuana. That includes 80% of Republicans. Now, I find this statistic interesting because it means that over half of the people who are for prohibition recognize that we should remove our veterans and the sick and dying from the battlefield of the war on drugs. There's some agreement here. I would be remiss here if I didn't thank those people as well. Though you and they may have differences on legalization, I'm happy that there is some agreement in protecting medical marijuana patients, as we need all the allies we can get. And I'm happy to report, of course, that almost all of the people I've met that are against prohibition recognize that we need to remove our patients, our veterans, and sick and dying from this battlefield. And I want to thank you. I want to thank all of those people for your compassion. Just because medical marijuana is illegal in our state should not cloud the fact that medical marijuana patients are here, they're suffering, and they're at risk every day. They face the choice daily to get relief from what may be the best medicine for them, marijuana, from their condition, or risk the prosecution and jail time. To a chronically ill person, the thought of going to jail is much, much scarier. Like the journey of healing, the journey towards compassionate laws for the suffering patients is also difficult. However, we know our destination. There is no doubt in my mind that we will win safe access for medical marijuana in the state of Texas and across the United States, quite simply because we have the stronger narrative. I often hear advocates, over 6 years of working on this, I hear advocates sometimes just start riddling off the facts, new studies that support medical marijuana. Let's face it, if the facts were going to win this for us, we would have won this a long time ago. My wife and other patients would have had safe access a long time ago. And I believe that within the movement, sometimes we use the facts to guard us from telling the real story. The real story is painful. The real story is raw and emotional. The real story is much more difficult to tell because it leaves us feeling vulnerable, exposed, embarrassed. And for all of those reasons, the real story helps us connect on a human level, and it helps the listener empathize. That's what makes the real story, the human story, so powerful. I've met with the soldier that came back from Iraq, whose mother does drug testing for a living. She supports she's against legalization, but love overcame everything for her, like the flip of a switch to allow her son some relief from the terrors he brought home from war. I met with a person who listened to the story. I listened to the story of a person who watched their brother die of cancer, who was so doped up on the opioid medicines that they didn't get the simple blessing of saying goodbye. It's time that we break down our walls. The facts have been overwhelming for a long time. We need to tell the story of what love does to relieve suffering. When they hear this story, they will think of the people that they love and know that they would do anything to relieve that suffering. They will see their wife in pain, their son returning with the war still inside, and their brother lethargic in his deathbed. They will then be open to learning how my wife and the soldier relieved their pain. They can hear about the stories of others near death who had their pain diminished while still having the mental presence to say goodbye. They'll never hear that in an impersonal study or a recitation of the historical facts. Yes, no one has ever died of marijuana, but saying it 10 times does not make our politicians listen any closer, or for that matter, anyone else. What does is narrative, though. And I want to bring up an example. Tony, who's going to speak next, our next speaker, said wonderfully during her testimony on House Bill 594 in the last hearing we had, she said, as a nurse, I received the calls when a patient was killed by the medicine we gave them. I remember every one of them. I know their names. However, when I sent a patient home with medical marijuana, I knew I would never get that call. This is putting skin and bones on the same fact. Narrative gives it life. So for the same reason that our narrative is important, our dialogue on this issue is also important. In your work and advocacy for legalization, you are in a unique position to help our movement and the medical marijuana patients in our state. You've heard the stories. You know that medical marijuana changes lives, and you can let people know this is a serious issue. Medical marijuana is not a joke. When we allow it to be a laughing matter, it makes it so much harder for our patients to be taken seriously when giving their stories. We've all heard this as a joke. We used to laugh at it too. Before we experienced it firsthand and saw that it only continued the suffering of our patients and veterans, it's not funny. It's not funny that my friend Tim Timmons died, a criminal in this state, because he wanted to sleep at night. He wanted some relief from his pain. It's not funny. It's not funny that Karen Hankala died a criminal in this state after her fight with cancer. It's not funny that parents of children like young Cashy and others. It's not funny that for trying to give their child doctor-approved medicine, that they are targeted for their courageous love. It's just not funny. When you hear medical marijuana as a big joke, you can speak up. Let people know about patients. Let them know the narrative about the people on their deathbed. Let them know that medical marijuana is no laughing matter. It is not a joke. All of you are also in the unique position of helping our patients by keeping medical and legalization fights separate. This is something that's very important to the work we do as an organization. While our two movements certainly have overlap and support from some of the same people, ours can be greatly harmed by the mixing of the issues. We've heard from our Texas representatives. We've heard that medical marijuana is a ruse, that its only purpose is to forward the legalization movement. This is heartbreaking to know that this is a roadblock to safe access. We've heard folks, unfortunately, we've heard folks in the legalization movement say that medical is the camel's nose under the tent, that it is a step towards legalization. Patients with no medical protections in states like Texas are especially vulnerable to this dialogue. The very thought that we would advocate for using sick people as pawns is deeply disturbing. When this perception exists, it can appear that there's no regard for the suffering and the precarious position that patients are in. Talking about medical marijuana is as a slippery slope makes some patients feel that the support is disingenuous. And furthermore, it plays into the narrative of the prohibitionist. That's what they're saying. I know from meeting you, I know from meeting legalization advocates like yourselves that this is not true. I know that you care. And I'm asking for your help in changing our language to reflect that. We need to ensure that sick people are not on the front lines of this battle. They are not the front lines, and we need to ensure, and we need to be committed to ensuring that sick people are not the cannon fodder of this movement. You are in a unique position of changing that dialogue when it arises. I know you're compassionate. I know you care about the suffering of others and support their right to relieve that suffering through medical marijuana. Please help us change the conversation.
All right, great presentation there from the Texas Coalition for Compassionate Care. That's all the time we got here for Hour 1 in Toker Talk Radio. Thanks for joining us. That's coming up in Hour 2. And we're going to talk a little bit about the FM Normal Tour that's coming up. We got a show tomorrow night here in Arizona in the Tempe area. And then Sunday night in Tucson. Coming up in Hour 2 as well, we've got video from Cliff Duvall from Normal of Waco. If you don't know Cliff Duvall, this guy is just amazing. A great speaker and a great human being. He'll close out the hour for us. So stay tuned. Hour 2 Toker Talk Radio is coming up next. For those of you who've listened to Hour 1, thanks for joining us. For Brian the Red, I'm Radical Russ. And until next time, take care of each other, Tokers.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com. You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it.